I was rather surprised when I heard about the passing of our judge. However, I knew that he wasn't too well and hadn't been for some time. But then I never did, I never knew him well enough, you know, to discuss his condition with him or anything like that. I wasn't associated with him too close. I've served in his court, and he was a very fine man, and I never was in his home. I know his wife and his son, and they're very nice people. And I've been around his son more than I have him or the mother, either one, because he's such a good friend to this boy right here. They grew up together, you see. And he's a nice boy. And he's our assistant county attorney. Hmm. Yeah, very nice boy. I don't know where he got his schooling. I rather think though that he went to OU, but I'm not sure. I wouldn't say.
No, they offer the law degree. We don't offer that degree.
Well, I imagine Bill got his law degree at OU. That would be my guess. Of course, I could be wrong about that, but I rather think that he did.
Well, we mentioned diphtheria. Was that disease fairly common where people would turn yellow?
No. No. I had some, I say no because I had some experience with that. I had, in fact, I have a daughter that had that theory when she was just a youngster. She just had started to school. Hmm. She was, she couldn't have been over six. I don't know whether it's her first term to school. It couldn't have been over her second. She was just a youngster, just a little tot. And she took that, and she was in a group of 35 or 40 children in her age group. And she's the only one in the room that went down with it. Hmm. And it works in here, you know, in your bronchial and down in your lungs, you know. They choke up. And, oh, it's a dreadful thing, man. I'm telling you what a time that we went through. The mother and me, what time we went through while that child was so seriously sick with that. But the doctor pulled her through. She got all right. No, I think you're talking about when you're talking about somebody getting yellow, I believe you're thinking about jaundice. Because we have a disease that's called the yellow jaundice. I can't say that, I can't recall that I ever saw one that had it. And I don't believe that, from what I've heard about it though, I don't think I want it.
Yeah.
I believe that they do though. I believe the patient does turn yellow. That's right. I think that's where they got the...
Hello. Hello.
Jimmy? That they didn't have the law degree, didn't have this law or whatever it was on Stillwater.
No. Just think, you left a college and I came to a university.
Yeah. I still call it A&M.
I think about 85% of the state does. Mm-hmm. It's still A&M. You say you're from A&M and everybody knows, but Oklahoma State University and you just draw a blank.
Yeah. Y'all go right ahead. I don't know.
Well, we're going ahead. What you're saying, we're putting it on that reel.
Yeah, be very careful here.
Well, we were discussing
I'm just kidding you. It doesn't make any difference.
We were discussing our county judge and